All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
We are kicking off a brand new week. It's actually the last week of October. This is Monday, October 25th. It's Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. Minnesota's COVID infections and hospitalizations are starting to drop a bit. But according to NPR data reporter David Montgomery, we still are not out of the woods yet.
While cases and positivity rate and hospitalizations are all falling, it's important to note they're all still high. We've hit the peak, maybe, but we're not yet back down to the levels of low transmission that we were seeing back in June when there were very few cases being confirmed in Minnesota. The disease is still out there. It is still spreading. It's just spreading more slowly than it has been, which is a good sign, but we're not completely out of the woods yet.
Around 20,000 Minnesotans currently have an active confirmed COVID-19 case, and thousands more are being infected every day. If rates of new cases keep declining like the past week, it'll take weeks before they get back to the lows recorded back in June. There's a legislative hearing this week on a bill that would eliminate the so-called growler cap on craft breweries in the state. State Representative Dan Wolgamott of St. Cloud says the law restricts some breweries from selling their beer to go in 64-ounce growlers. Minneapolis continues to prepare for a big election day where voters will elect a new mayor and members of the city council. John Collins has more on that.
Officials overseeing the election have tested voting machines and ballots at precincts across the city to be sure they're accurate and ready. Minneapolis Early Voting Center at 980 Hennepin Avenue East has also extended its hours of operation, which will continue until the day before the election. More than 11,000 residents have already cast their ballots in the city, either through the mail or in person at the voting center. Voters in Minneapolis will also weigh in on three ballot measures. They will give the mayor more executive power, create a new Department of Public Safety, and allow the city council to craft rent control policies. The election is Tuesday, November 2nd. I'm John Collins, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Starting today, the State Department of Natural Resources is launching a week-long effort to capture invasive carp in the Mississippi River. Dan Gunderson has more on that.
This is the second invasive carp removal project in Pool 8 near La Crosse, Wisconsin. In April, 34 invasive carp were captured in nets. DNR Invasive Fish Coordinator Grace Lopnow says it's an area of the Mississippi where the adult population of invasive carp is increasing.
That's one reason that we're particularly trying to target this area. We would like to do everything we can to reduce adult carp abundance and hopefully prevent any sort of reproductive activity.
The week-long carp removal effort includes the Wisconsin DNR, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Geological Survey. I'm Dan Gunderson.
In sports, the Minnesota Wild win streak has ended at 4 games. The Nashville Predators beat the Wild last night 5-2. The cooler overnight temperatures in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin have resulted in a thin film of ice to form on some smaller ponds and lakes. Note the word thin. Over the weekend, the Barron County Sheriff's Department posted a picture of an ice house hitched to a truck, both submerged in a local lake, with a reminder that the ice is not ready yet. Apparently, someone was pretty excited about the thin crust of ice and was ready to take their rig out to set up the shack for some early season ice fishing. The sheriff's office did note that alcohol was a factor in the mishap. The Minnesota DNR reminds us that to drive a medium-sized pickup onto a frozen lake, there should be between 12 and 15 inches of ice. Yes, it has been a little chilly, but it is October. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs will be in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Overnight lows, upper 20s, mid-30s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 40s to the upper 50s. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. Download the news app, turn on your smart speakers, ask them to play NPR News, or turn on the radio and listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.